The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fabulous glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
Stop being a bitch.
Bitch ass. Bitch, you don't know shit, bitch.
I got it. Recording is being fucking in progress.
Yeah.
Jay, frame yourself better. What is this?
I believe in progress.
Is this the bonfire? You guys don't care about framing because you're radio?
No, we're in a studio now.
Don't. I know, but you're saying you're not framed properly. Like you say, it was just like you're like, none of us are really framed properly. Like I look bigger than Dave. Me and Dave at least are kind of close. Your head's all down and there's all that headspace above your head. Just move your camera down a little. Jesus.
What's your studio at the bonfire like? Does it have 36 feet ceilings and you guys record on your knees?
They recorded a fucking Roman cathedral.
Yes. Yes to all of this.
What's going on? We're recording. You know, we're on the show, right?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Legion of Skanks. I'm dealing with a shitty blunt wrap, Lewis.
Dude, Jay, here's
Christine.
I know. Yes. you got all cocky and you started rolling blunts and now you think you can roll blunts whilst being the funniest podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Funniest guy on the podcast. It ain't happening.
Oh, yeah. No, watch this.
I challenge you to be the funniest guy on this podcast whilst rolling your blunt.
Christine. Can you do it whilst, Jay? Can you do it whilst?
Can you do it whilst?
I don't know. Let me go get a blunt wrap. You tell me. Hey, everyone, it's Legion of Skanks podcast. That's Dave and that's Lewis.
You're already fucking up in your will.
Oh, he lost.
Thing.
He look. Hold on. You know what?
He's still the funniest guy. We've added nothing so far.
Damn it.
Shit. Lewis, be funny. Be funny.
Much pressure.
All right. Let's just tap out. It's Jay. He did it.
Can we just talk about...
But wait, Lewis. He didn't roll the blunt.
That's true. He didn't roll the blunt.
There we go.
He left the show. It's fine. I gotta be honest with you. We don't really like each other anymore anyway.
Who? You and Jay?
Oh, come on. Any of us. Oh. This is like, what's a band
obviously not me, but I thought you guys were still.
What's
cool.
A band that didn't like each other?
Bobby Hutch.
The end?
Bobby Hutch, do me a favor. Can you tell me while I was gone, was I still yet the funniest person on the show?
We admitted that.
100%. Yeah,
we already conceded. Everybody's on board. You were the best. It was actually a pretty strong minute for you.
Yeah. It was really that minute? You were fucking murdering.
I haven't liked you that much in a very long time.
But we also decided that you didn't roll the blunt, so you still lose the whilst.
What's a band that like was together like way after they should have been together because they really hated each other?
Fleetwood Mac.
Was that the story?
Oh yeah, I saw them like maybe 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, we were.
And Buckingham got kicked off the tour like halfway through because they're still funny. They're like 75.
It wasn't halfway through. He said he just wasn't going on that tour. He wouldn't.
Oh no. He was suing them over not being on the tour. He was, maybe it wasn't halfway through, but he was supposed to be on the tour.
Gotcha.
And then they like fucking kicked him off. Like literally they're 75. They're probably making insane money off this tour. And they can't just get it together to go play a fucking song.
Get it together.
Guns N' Roses doesn't like each other. Everybody in Skid Row hates Sebastian Bach. It happens a ton.
Yeah.
Well, that's us. The point is that I'm making the best.
Peter Cetera won't talk to Chicago. I know it's big for our fans.
Yeah.
I know they worry about the interior goings on of Chicago.
Jay, you're driving me out of my room. You're driving me out of my mind watching you roll this blunt. And not pay attention to the podcast.
I'm doing so good. Guys, I just gave a whole bunch of fucking examples about what you were talking about.
Peter Cetera. You gave one.
Jay.
What are we talking about?
You're looking down, blabbing about Chicago.
A band that no one can follow you. No, you guys are crazy. You're saying
nobody gets the Chicago reference, okay? Bring it back.
Good one. It was a good one.
No, I did. I got that reference. That's pretty
Marilyn Manson. I mean, he pretty famous each other at the end. A ton of bands. Guns N' Roses, I think,
probably
don't
most
like
bands. Most bands don't like each other.
Stone Temple Pilots hated each other at the end. Yeah.
Special really, Pumpkins.
Yeah. He hates all those guys.
Yeah.
Nirvana.
He's a cunt, though. Billy Corgan sucks dick.
Why do you say Billy Corgan sucks dick?
I mean, I love the Smashing Pumpkins music, and I like his a lot of his solo stuff, but he's just, every time I've seen
like,
him live.
I love the Smashing Pumpkins, and I like his solo stuff, and I like his personal art collection.
Here's what I hate.
His thoughts, his writings, his musings. Now,
every time I've seen him live, he sucks, and he has done everything from apologizing for sucking, flat out, or being like, yeah, you guys suck, so whatever. And he just speeds up all their songs. He's a cunt.
Does he talk the same way that he sings?
Yes.
It's like, I'm Billy Corgan.
No, at Rock on the Range, he said to the crowd, he was like, I remember my first beer. Like, shut the fuck up, Billy Corgan.
I don't know. He has like fucking, his head is so round. Drives me out of my mind. He looks like a grown-up Charlie Brown, doesn't he?
He really does look like a live-action Charlie Brown. especially as he gets older now.
Pull up Billy Corgan and Charlie Brown. Has anybody ever made that connection before?
So, I bet, can you put Charlie Brown in a full turtleneck dress? One of the things that he used to wear all the time, Billy Corgan?
The world is a vampire.
Gung, 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 gung.
Set to good grief.
Lucy's pulling the football out from
somebody's made that.
Oh, yeah. Now someone's damn, made that connection.
Damn, doggy. Everything's been done.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's pretty great. Oh, has anyone done the reverse where it's Charlie Brown wearing Billy Corgan clothes?
Yeah.
Maybe that's our catch.
That is our catch, dude.
That's going to be our catch.
Beamer and Billy Corgan.
No, no, like no. Hear me out. We got a whole new angle on this.
He had like a goth phase for like a minute where he was wearing like, because there was a picture with him and Marilyn Manson there, mm-hmm. but he was wearing like, the only way I can describe it is a leather, it's really probably a long leather coat, but the way it's stitched, it looks like a long leather dress. Yes.
Yeah, it's what I just said earlier. I said, you guys find Charlie Brown in a long turtleneck leather dress, but it was
like, I'm kind of in a post-goth stage right now.
No, it was like, you know, he was dressed like Hellraiser. He was dressed like Pinhead.
No, it's like if Alvin from Alvin of the Chipmunks wore all leather.
No, wasn't
it's
good.
That That's outfit.
Good analogy. I like
no,
that.
Tell you, it's very like it looks like Pinhead and Hellraiser.
Oh yeah,
like that. He dressed like that.
Aren't they redoing Hellraiser with the chick now?
They are. Girl Pinhead.
Girl Pinhead. Oh my god.
I know.
Just don't respect her at all.
It won't be scary at all. You'll perform me or die. Like, bitch, beat it. Get out of the way before I put my hands on you. I don't like to put my hands on chicks, even from other hoary realms.
I got no respect for Chick Hellraiser. Fuck god you, bitch. Damn. We're not taking my soul. Suck my
Look
fucking
at me
dick.
Killing it and
it's just not it. Like, why can't we just admit that's not as good of an idea?
Is that her?
Melissa McCarthy? Why are they making her fat?
She's all chunky. Why wouldn't we make her hot, Chick Hellraiser? At the very least? I'm fat shaming Chick Hellraiser.
Why is she trying to show a bunch of cleavage while she's trying to scare you? I don't.
Oh my god!
It.
If you look closely, you can see gravy pouring out of those pinholes.
It's called a vampire facial. It keeps me young looking.
Dude, she's. But what if she's got like fat, sassy girl energy? She's like, "What? I'm just a hot bitch."
What's wrong? You intimidated by a strong woman?
Fuck off, fat girl pinhead.
Fuck you, fat girl pinhead.
She's just gonna guilt trip people into being scared of her. You won't be scared because I'm a woman, huh? And you're like, no, we're all scared.
No, we're terrified. All right, everyone's equal.
Hey, I don't know if she's a pinhead, but I'll tell you what, 7 days out of the month, she's a dickhead.
Yeah. Is that really her, or is that like a different artist rendition? Is that from the
movie? Yeah, I think that was just a...
That's a rendition. Yeah.
Is like there like...
Everything's just speculation. Now, there's no like shots of her.
Yeah, there's nothing yet?
Oh, they're going to make her hot. There's no way they're going to make her fat. Because, yeah, was Pinhead fat? No. By the way, I don't think I've ever watched Hellraiser.
Hellraiser 1, I don't even understand... Hellraiser 2, everybody says, is the best, but it's just because of those creatures. I never really actually understood any of them, except as they got further along when I was a little, like in my teen years, you could smack off.
Your hottest years?
My hot years. Yeah. I could smack off to a Hellraiser movie if it was on late night because there'd be a lot of tits and shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I ever saw it. Like Hellraiser was the one that was like Freddy, obviously Jason, Michael Myers, and then there was fucking Hellraiser. Pinhead's just
and Pumpkinhead too. Pumpkinhead also, I didn't give a shit about.
I remember watching Pumpkinhead.
I think might be the first time I ever saw tits in a movie. Oh, yeah? I think
Dave, those were pumpkins.
Yeah, well, pumpkin. They got tits. The job done.
Those were pumpkin tits.
Hey, whatever it is, I came.
No, isn't there a scene? Isn't it in Pumpkinhead? There's a scene where they're like in bed together, and he pulls the covers off her, and she's naked. I'm pretty sure I saw it when I was like 6 years old. It was the first time I ever saw tits in a movie.
Ooh, when's the first time you saw tits in a movie? That's a good question.
I think the ones I can remember were, because I was so excited by them, were two movies: Flashdance and Trading Places.
Okay, I definitely
Trading Places like. Where were the tits?
I was older. I yeah, it was Jamie Lee Curtis.
There's a couple. Well, Jamie Lee Curtis, and
she shows her tits in that movie?
Big fat ones, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, she looks unreal in that movie. When she's like the Swedish girl at the end, her body was unreal. But no, also the girl, I loved when he's having the party at his new house, Eddie Murphy. Remember, he walks in the bedroom, and the girl's like, I've been waiting for you, Billy Ray.
Oh, yeah,
big, huge titties.
Yes, that's right. I remember now.
The first hits I might have seen was in Clockwork Orange. Multiple rapes as a child.
Yeah, good
definitely
God,
I saw that.
That was your first, you think? Maybe,
probably. Because I remember that was so. It was
it
so
explains vivid. A lot.
It does it explain was, a lot. That's jarring.
I watched it with my mother. My mother showed me that movie when I was like 8 years old or 7 years old.
It's time for you to learn about life, Lewis.
Love. Did somebody say love?
Yeah. Not everything's wine and roses. Look at this, for instance.
Yeah, but
did she ironically tape your eyelids open to watch it when you were young?
No, but I think the earliest that I could remember for sure being like young and being like really in, but also kind of weirded out, was Just One of the Guys.
Yeah, that was a big early one too.
Because the reality was like she was really hot as a chick. Then she became this dude.
She was really hot as a chick.
She was hot as a chick. You pull her up in the beginning when she was a chick before she cut her hair.
They made a big mistake in that movie, and that was making the supposedly not hottest chick in the movie, Sherilyn Fenn, who was just insanely hot and really usurped this chick shit.
What do you mean? Who was Sherilyn Fenn in the movie? I don't remember who played what
role. She was the one that was like into him, her.
Yeah, she was supposed to be the hottest one in the movie, Sherilyn Fenn. Yeah, the girl that he was into. The guy character was into.
No. Sherilyn
Fenn, if you were trying to be, if you were trying to be transgender, 80s was really the time to do it. Those clothes really just like lend themselves to you're like, I don't know what that is.
I guess she wasn't that hot. You're right. But I just remember she had big fat tits. Her tits ruled.
She had nice titties. She had like great titties.
Great fucking tits, dude. And she just fucking, you know, she.
Just a real textbook standard.
And also, it's so funny because the way the movie works, if you guys don't know the movie, she goes to another school. She gets this like a fucking shitty. There it is. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Her tits ruled.
Yeah, they were great.
So. She gets is it a shitty grade or they won't let her like she's a reporter for the school newspaper or whatever and they won't let her do some story or she gets a shitty grade or something. She's like, if I was a guy, I bet it would be different. And then she goes to another school and joins the newspaper as a dude. That's I think the whole premise of the movie, right? So then she starts falling for this dude in the movie who she becomes buddies with. Like he thinks she's a dude.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, to show him that she's been actually a woman the whole time, she just shows him her tits, which is hilarious because she could have just been like, hey, just so you know,
I'm a girl.
She didn't have to show her awesome tits there.
So here, everybody. Put your cock in my pussy. You'll see it's real. Meanwhile, Sherilyn Fenn's dicking around with her baby brother, and she's the hottest chick in school.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Sherilyn Fenn's from Twin Peaks.
Yes, I know Sherilyn. Yes, gorgeous. And now I remember who she is. Yeah, the horny little brother.
Yeah.
Bud.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah. I'll tell you another weird one.
And I said, dude, this is how much I used to jerk off. Hold on, before you go there. But how much I used to jerk off was that the scenes where he just had nudie pictures on his walls, I was able to beat my dick to. Just like the background of nude pictures of his room.
That's not a good picture of her.
No, it's not. But she's so hot.
Yeah, she's smoking hot. Yeah. She was the hottest chick on Twin Peaks for sure. And then another one that threw me when I was young was when Mary Poppins / Sound of Music showed her titties in a movie, almost in a very similar way to Just One of the Guys, like pulling open a tuxedo. I don't know if it was SOB or Victor Victoria, one of those two movies. My grandfather had those movies on tape, and then I saw them, and it, yeah, I was like, oh, shit, Mary Poppins' tits. That was pretty wild.
I never knew that. I never knew that Mary Poppins' tits were out, and that's fucking
yeah,
rules.
This is yeah,
Julie Andrews.
Me.
Julie Andrews showed her titties in, I think, just one thing. But
The Hills Were Alive.
Mm-hmm. Her hills are alive. She's got a nice pair also.
Spoonful of sugar made something go down.
Hell yeah. Spoonful of sugar made something come up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Mary Poppins with your big fat tits. Look at you out there being a fucking up.
I don't think that one's real.
No, that's not
that's
real.
Fake. That's Bobby, how dare you? That's Mary Poppins.
There we go. Mary Poppins. She's like an old broad though.
Sorta, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing when they got too excited about, remember Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction? That was like a big nudity deal, but I didn't care. Madonna's nudity I never cared about. I've never liked her naked body that much.
I've never liked anything about Madonna ever. She fucking makes me furious. I think she was
now Young Like a Virgin. I thought was so hot. I really
I like some of her songs. I thought some of the like pop songs were great, but yeah, I never like really, I don't know.
The one, all right, the video, the hottest Madonna's ever been is the video
with the statue.
I believe the premise is she accused the black guy of raping her, black Jesus of raping her. Yeah, yeah, that one.
No, that wasn't the hottest, dude. Borderline. Just straight up borderline.
No, dude. Pull up.
Borderline's a better song.
She's hot, dude. She's like a, what is it, a redhead in that one?
No, it's like brown.
There's all these like religious tones in this.
It was a cool video.
This slave is
real cool. She looks good. She looks good in it for sure.
But what is the premise of that video? I don't know what's happening.
I don't remember the Borderline video, but I like the song.
Look, it's a burning cross.
It's just a basic video. It's just her when she was young and just her hot. She's hot here.
Right
hot here.
What is the premise of this video here?
Black Jesus going to save her from hillbilly rape.
Black Jesus, suck my clit.
And save me from hillbilly rape.
So what happened? Candyman tried to rape Madonna.
Hillbilly rape. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. It's like a dream to me. Black Jesus. I'll take you there.
Look how horny Madonna is for this Black Jesus doll.
She's so hot for it. She was like, you know, I'm being chased outside, but I'm getting wet for this statue.
Is this like a prequel to Mannequin with a black slave mannequin?
Ironically, both played by Kim Cattrall. She did blackface. Yeah, she's hot in this, but still
she's so hot. And this was what it was like. It's kind of like, because I was raised Catholic too. So this, like, whatever this was when I was a kid, I was like, fuck yeah, Madonna. You're a fucking pig and I love you.
Yeah, she's a pig slut for sure.
Oh, look at her. Look at those tits, dude. She's dancing in front of burning crosses. What is even going on right now? We get in trouble for our shit and she can do this.
But all of her. No, she got in trouble for this.
Did she get in trouble? This
I mean, like, trouble is the wrong way to put it. Like, it was controversial. Yeah, but it wasn't like there was no such thing as canceling then.
They removed this
controversial.
They removed this video from MTV at the time. I remember that.
Bobby, how about you turn your fucking microphone down? You fucking uppity asshole.
Why are you yelling at us?
He's all worked up over Madonna.
They removed it from MTV because of the burning crosses.
No,
and the sexual undertones.
Yeah, too many. Well, we have a lot of black people.
Before Yo MTV Raps.
This does,
guys. This is going over a quota.
This video does seem like it's just everything that would piss off a religious right winger.
Yeah, like, it's just also sucks dick.
Black people and sexuality in church in front of crosses. Like,
this is fucking. This is before the grind. This is what they did.
I'm over borderline, guy. Sorry.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. And she made out with this black guy. This is when it was still a sin.
I don't remember.
1992, you couldn't make out with a black guy.
I don't remember the borderline video at all.
It's very basic. She was just at her hottest, I think.
Let's see. Let's just go through Madonna videos and see which one she's hottest. And this is.
Well, I mean, like a virgin's probably her hottest, maybe.
Hold on, let's go. You say borderline? I don't even remember.
I think borderline was the most.
Please.
The cutest she looked to me.
Let's see.
Like, oh, she's hot.
Yeah. This, Jay?
Not this particular part.
Are you? Oh, that part you like? You like that?
Yeah,
like that '80s look.
I mean, it's very '80s. Yeah.
It's like headshot. It's headshot on a barbershop wall.
Yeah,
like, you know, sometimes they have like women's headshots in the barbershop as well. Like women were going there to get their hair cut like that.
It also, it's for sure. Yeah, it looks like it was like a picture under a Corvette poster.
Yeah.
I thought she was the hottest, but again, that's time and place for me. Like, I was like a kid.
Look at her little butt there. Hell yeah, dude.
Do you know who that is? She's with right there. That's Rico Suave, dude.
No, that's not. That's the guy.
No, it's not. It's Sitting in the Lap of Luxury.
That's the Spanish guy from That 70s Show.
No, Fez. It's Louie Louie. Do you remember the guy? Dude. Do you remember the song? Sitting in the lap. Sitting in the lap, sitting in the lap.
No, that's Howie from the Backstreet Boys, actually.
Sure feels good to me. Sitting in the lap.
Too much. I'm going to go with Fez from That 70s Fez. Show. Okay. That's who it was. Fez.
Like, hey, Madonna, we should hang out at the mall shop. All right, let's see. What Like a Virgin? Like a Virgin was...
That's her first thing ever. And when she came out... Right,
that was hot. She was listening. Like a Virgin as a child just watching it, because it came out... What year did it come out? 87?
84.
No, really?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, 84.
Really? Wow.
So, I mean, I was just as young as I could remember memory. This was on television. This popped on in MTV. This was probably the first thing that truly turned me on as a child.
Well, put it on the VMAs, actually. That was the one that's what put her on the map, that VMA performance of this song.
Yeah, where it was like the giant dildo.
No.
Was it a dildo? What was she on? She was on a phallic like object.
She was dancing. I know it was her like rolling around on the ground like
in a wedding dress.
Shit, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, get that performance. I'm ready to beat. You guys want to circ jerk on this fucking Zoom?
Dude, last guy to come has to do plugs.
Last guy to come does all the plugs.
Yeah, dude, you got a plug for everybody. Oh, it was a
really thing. In a circle jerk, when they say that term, the last guy to come, you shouldn't say that. You should be the guy who doesn't come. Because if you're the last guy and you still keep trying to come.
I did. When I played Ookie Cookie, I lost. And I was like, dude, I'm not going to not come. So I just kept jerking off. I swear to God.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
How's that never come
up? Oh, man. Nuh-uh.
I swear to God. I think, not only do I think this come up, but I'm pretty sure I talked about in my act playing Ookie Cookie.
That you still came?
I still came, yeah. But I didn't eat it. I refused to eat it. Oh, and you know you I would go. Tell you guys. I swear to God, I would tell you. Guys.
I think still
one thing for sure. I'm coming, and I'm not eating it.
I think still no. And I came. And I wasn't a cookie. Worse.
It was on the. It was a piece of chocolate, like we had a Valentine's chocolate.
Oh, nice.
So we took.
I think substantially worse than eating a cookie with other dudes cum is just jerking off to completion with a bunch of empty bald friends around watching you.
It took me so long to come that they lost interest and they started doing other activities.
They stop watching and laughing at you and they go, man, he's taking forever, let's play a video.
Yes. I mean, they're getting frustrated. They're like, would you just come
somehow
already?
You're the weird one because you're jerking off by yourself again. This guy, but I'm jerking only come when he's by himself
into a pile of cum and chocolate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're just looking down at the other loads.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's so hard to come.
Were you impressed with anybody's load particularly?
John Hickey had a big blast. He had a fat fucking dick and a big old load, huge balls. It was a goddamn nightmare. He was our Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Back when we were kids, we had another Dave in my life. His name was John Hickey. He had a big
dick and he liked to ruffle up the system.
Before there was Dave Smith, there was John Hickey.
John Hickey is like a married corporate lawyer right now who really probably doesn't appreciate this story being told.
He's fine. He's fine.
What, big dick, big balls, fat load?
Yeah, it's not like I'm saying it's not like I was like, oh, look at John Hickey with the weird thumbs. No, he's got a big fat.
Yeah. He didn't say that he didn't say he lost Ookie Cookie, dude. He won and was best in show. He fucking outperformed everyone.
Fair enough.
Good. John Hickey, we salute you. Go ahead, John Hickey.
Yeah, John Hickey's dick was so big. It was like, I remember when he lost the virginity to this girl. Like, we all talked about it. It was like, because this girl was so petite and tiny. We're like, dude, how is this even going to happen? Like, we were like taking bets if she was going to like survive.
What's the biology?
You know, like, I mean, like people like rape babies to death. That's what we thought was going to happen to this girl. Like, her innards aren't going to be able to take it. She's going to explode out of her eyes.
Rather than express that, you made bets on it. Real classy. Yeah. Real classy, Rockland.
Well, we didn't like her that much.
Keep it classy, Rockland.
Whatever, she was fine.
She ended up being fine. Turned to the pussy can hold a bunch.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Omigo. They have their really easy to install bidet systems. I have two Amigos in my house. We installed them in less than 15 minutes each. You don't need a plumber. You don't need anything. It's the simplest process you'll ever have in your entire life. And I'll tell you right now, if you've not used a bidet, you've not cleaned your ass. Wiping with toilet paper is very primitive. It is disgusting.
You're an animal. You're garbage.
Yeah, the bidet shoots a nice little stream of water right up your butthole. It makes it nice and easy. The better ones, they have drying systems. Some of them are heated. So depending on what you want, they have really inexpensive ones and affordable ones that you can just throw in any toilet as well. So they have a bidet for literally every budget and every butt.
Lewis, I farted after my Amigoing the other day. Found my class ring. I yelled. One of the reasons I broke up with my ex was because of that. I thought she pawned it.
No, nope, you owe her an apology for several reasons. It was
It was stuck in a shit cake way up my ass. Wow.
So go to myomigo.com/LOS and you'll get 15% off today. That's myomigo.com/LOS. Get 15% off. Get a bidet today. All right, let's get back into it.
Who else from our childhood music videos was hot? Paula Abdul, the one in the black and white, that video where she was
not
in
the
like
black and white. To me, it was
a dance hall.
Cold Hearted Snake was the hottest one.
You're just a cold hearted snake,
girl. Look into his eyes.
Oh,
that was by far.
That was about me, by the way.
I know. You've been telling lies. She was the hottest by far in that. Who else from, again, our childhoods are slightly skewered.
The other thing is Paula Abdul.
Or staggered, I should say. They're staggered where it's like, there's ones that, like, to me, like, Paula Abdul was never a big, big deal because it was kind of like that video and she came and went.
She wasn't even that hot.
She had a few big videos.
No, a few big videos, but I'm saying like.
Like not sexy
videos. It was that album, Forever Your Girl. Then it was over.
Paula Abdul was like a little, when you really look back, she was kind of just a short, chunky bitch who wasn't even that hot.
She's very, very short. Debbie Gibson, Bobby, you're not wrong, but again, she was Girl Next Door. And we're thinking about music.
Not the Girl Next Door to me. The Girl Next Door to me had no teeth and track marks.
Yeah, so. Not your neighbor necessarily, but you know, a nice Utah neighbor, perhaps. Debbie Gibson was a little bit vanilla, Tiffany was too gingery, but I had pictures of them on my wall because they were the choices.
Well, I don't know. Like, are we just doing musicians?
Well, that's what I was going to say. But if you jump out of music, Dave, it becomes a fucking mess.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm telling you, you got to keep it to these kind of like tent poles.
Yeah, I really can't think of like who else were the like the chicks on MTV. You know what I mean? Like on videos being played on MTV. Really, only Madonna. There wasn't like that.
I thought
many.
Boy George was a cute chick, and then found out that harsh news.
It was like when I was a kid, like in like. The years that we're talking about here, like 91, 92, 93, like those years. It was like
when you're discovering beating off where you didn't have porn at your fingertips yet.
Well, you were looking for the visual
beat off. You didn't start drawing.
Oh, the girl.
Later.
I'll tell you what. The girl in
I was like in first grade at that point.
The big one. The girl in the Rock the Cradle Love video is arguably the hottest chick in video.
Jay, ever. I just realized you're just attracted to women who have hair like you.
She doesn't have hair like me at all.
Jay's trying to recreate
the Rock the Cradle of Love video.
Jay, no, let me say a joke.
I didn't. It didn't make sense.
Thought she had fucking spiky little fucking.
No, she has a long ponytail.
Whatever, dude. Let me have it.
I don't remember the video.
Remember the video at all. I just fucking thought it was kind of funny because she sort of 80s chick hair.
I remember that was like,
but she doesn't have 80s chick hair.
You have 80s chick hair. That's the joke.
Yeah, I have 80s chick hair. So I'm in. Bring up the Rock the Cradle of Love, bitch.
This video was shot to like weird, yeah, like I couldn't focus on her.
It's all over the place, but she's just crazy hot. In the very beginning when she shows up.
Yeah, she's rolling around in a bed in her underwear. As a kid, this was gonna get us going. It's a fact. Big. Okay. But then they keep on cutting to Billy Idol's fucking
looking all creepy.
Head. I hate him. Like,
she's crazy hot.
Every time they cut to Billy Idol, why is he doing that fucking face?
Snarl? His snarl lips? Because Billy never idles, dude.
Hell
he's
yeah,
angry
dude.
At you for idling your car.
I hate him.
Oh, no, you don't. I saw him live not long ago. He sucked.
Yeah.
And I was excited to see him.
He's dressed like Billy Corgan.
Bryan Adams, though? Awesome. Tore the roof off.
I think the hottest video of all time, and I think they've probably done sexiest videos lists, and it's probably up there. Helena Christensen in that one dude's video
game.
Yeah, I mean that's it's a borderline porn.
I kind of liked Alicia Silverstone and Tyler.
Hell yeah, dude. I remember. Hell I liked that one a lot.
Okay, yeah.
That was a hot video for sure.
Yeah, I definitely have masturbated to that video in my life.
Yeah, that was.
And also kind of fucked up too, because it was like they were sexualizing Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone, and it was her dad's video. I was like, a little damn,
very bizarre.
Damn,
very bizarre.
Steve Tyler, you're a fucking savage.
Yeah, but I think it wasn't his excuse.
He's like, make it sexier.
Wasn't his excuse? I think his excuse was like that she, no, it's not this one. It's not
crying.
No,
this is the one. Yeah, this is the one that's
one with just Alicia Silverstone.
And then they did another.
I remember thinking
Runaway Horse.
Crazy. I remember thinking Alicia Silverstone was so hot in that video. And then, like, when she blew up and started making things, like, I never thought she was that hot.
She aged.
Later.
She also aged really bad. She aged bad.
I mean, I thought she aged bad in those few years already. Like, by the time she was
because she was like a little pouty teen fucking hot thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like, yeah, they way over sexualized his daughter.
Yeah.
Look, like, to the point where you're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you're like, this is your daughter. You should have a problem with this video.
Yeah, and the idea is that they got naked in a booth and gave the guy the pictures.
Hey, yo, we don't got to pay for shit. We're sluts.
Hi, here you go, burnout. We don't care. Look at our
tits.
Every guy until like 1998 just couldn't handle looking at a naked chick. Like,
or not even naked. No, these people in this video, the whole thing's they can't even believe that two hot chicks are hanging out together. They're blown away by the whole concept.
Oh my gosh, she's wearing lipstick.
Yeah, that was great.
I mean, yeah, dude, that right there's crazy, dude. This is daughter.
Oh, by the way,
Steven Tyler.
They have the they make her do the sexiest stuff in the video. She's the one who strips.
Oh, doggy, I'm getting furious right now for Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just pretends to be a dude.
But facts are, I think until about a year before this video, she thought Todd Rundgren was her father.
Damn, doggy. Liv Tyler was hot back in the day. Holy shit.
She's still pretty.
Holy shit. Wait, how old was she here?
Like 19.
Damn, doggy. Yeah, what happened to these girls? What happened to these girls? This is what we were trying to grow up and fucking hang out with. This was the fantasy.
And then it's weird they have her do like Steven Tyler. It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is what we thought we'd grow up to get. And then we just got Lewis's next door neighbor.
Instead, we got Lewis, the next door neighbor. Yeah, this video was pretty kick ass for hot.
Hell yeah, dude. This was this is up there. This might be the hottest video of all time. The Legion of Skanks official hottest video of all time. Is this
ironically, it was never like me so horny. Like that video wasn't really.
No. That was just
racist.
Baby Got Back really wasn't like a jerk video.
No.
Two on the nose.
No, also just two, like, I don't know. Just wasn't black. Hot.
Dave doesn't like black women.
No.
What's that again?
Pull. I'm sure there's a list of hottest videos, Bob. You could just help us out here. Stop making us try to come up with the definitive list of sexiest videos all the time off the dome.
Something's gonna be Prince for sure.
No, Prince is women that would want to fuck Prince. I'm like, what?
I'm saying for a sexy video. I bet he's got a video with chicks in it that's like. Wasn't like Cream or like the we had those two twins.
Fiona Apple, Criminal.
I don't like her face. Yeah, I never cared. She reminds me of someone like she's annoying all the time.
You know what was? I remember what was the year where she came out like the MTV Video Music Awards, and she was like fucking. Didn't she like have like a moment where she was like, the industry isn't fair to women or like whatever like.
Probably.
Do you remember? Pull this. I remember she had a meltdown once at an award show.
Oh, you know, and Bobby, I remember you're right there. Yeah. Cher, Turn Back Time, by the way. Her ass. That was pretty big
as a
for
kid.
Me. You may have been a little young.
No, I remember that. Very well.
No, but I remember like the time with Cher already a little bit older. And that was like, I remember when that came out like fresh. And I was like, this was great.
No, I know.
Her whole ass.
But hold on. Go back to Fiona Apple for a second. Do you remember this speech that she gave?
I don't remember it specifically, but I'm already annoyed by your retelling of it.
I remember as a kid being like, oh, fuck you, bitch. Like, just fucking accept the award or don't.
It's just like to be like, you know, it's like on the biggest stage receiving an award and then bitching about like what you're not given.
Pull
like,
up the speech, please.
Oh, yeah. I made fun of this, I think, on MTV too on something. She says about Maya Angelou or something.
I don't remember, dude. She was just so intense and fucking up. Like, but you're hot.
She says something about
Maya
Angelou.
Hot chick.
Ma'am. Oh, ma'am. I didn't prepare a speech, and I'm sorry, but I'm glad that I didn't, because I'm not going to do this like everybody else does it. Because everybody that I should be thanking, I'm really sorry, but I have to use this time. See, Maya Angelou said that we as human beings at our best can only create opportunities. And I'm going to use this opportunity the way that I want to use it.
Do you want to know why they cut out my joke about this on MTV too?
Because you called Maya Angelou a monkey?
No. I said, why is she bringing
up monkey Angelou?
I said, why is she bringing up Maya Angelou at a music awards? Sure, I appreciate her pancake syrup, and I loved her as Easy Jefferson.
So, yes.
So, and not far
they,
off.
They took that off. They didn't air that.
Good.
That was, you know why I remember that? Actually, funny enough, that was early, early smoking weed for me, and I was trying to write for these things nervously. And Kurt, I think, suggested, he was like, well, smoke weed, sometimes just the perspective change helps you write. And it did, but they didn't use any of it.
Nothing.
not a joke.
What I want to say is, everybody out there that's watching, everybody that's watching this world is bullshit. And you shouldn't model your life. Wait a second. You shouldn't model your life about what you think that we think is cool and what we're wearing and what we're saying and everything. Go with yourself. Go with yourself.
You know what, as an adult and an accomplished artist now, I kind of agree with it. Good job, Fiona Apple. It's a this nice
part,
moment.
I'll be honest, this part wasn't so bad.
I thought I was going to hate it more. I remember hating it at the time. I remember being like, God damn, we're giving
a woman a microphone. I just hate dramatics in general at awards. The whole thing's too. If you show up to get your Academy Award and then give like a gripey fucking speech about the world, don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're showing up for this like dumb, superficial thing, and then you're like, I want to take this moment to talk. Because also, if you're watching it, I don't want to hear about the a homeless problem in Peru. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm watching the Oscars to see who won if somebody does something weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's just a few people that I want to say something to. I want to say, Mama, I love you. I'm so glad that we're becoming friends. Amber, I love you. You're my sister. You're my best friend. Andrew Slater, no one else could have produced this album, and no one.
Way
else.
To air out all your business, by the way, in a speech. You know,
Jesus,
I mean? Mom, and then she just went on friends. To thank people. I'm starting to finally forgive Luke, my stepfather, for the things he did to me.
So she just said that one empty thing about go with you, and then was like, "Oh yeah, I really should thank my producer." Yeah. Hey, Mom, you're cool. It was nice to meet you.
Don't care about what they think. Or what we think. I don't care what... Who cares what Fiona Apple thinks anyway?
Oh, she just would look like she'd be such a fucking bitch. Like, being on a date with her, it's like that face the whole time. Like,
oh, my God. She's going to ask if there's a lot of modifications on the menu she can make. I just fuck her. Can you substitute greens for this? Oh, I'm sorry, miss. Just can you... I apologize. I'll tip you nice.
And it's just stupid that I'm in this world, but you're all very cool to me, so thank you very much. And I'm sorry for all the people that I didn't thank, but man, it's good. Bye.
That was a weird ending. Man, it's good. Bye. She just collapsed into herself.
She's a nitwit.
She's a
nitwit.
Didn't she start dating David Blaine right after that?
Oh, did she date David Blaine? God, yeah, what a hold your own shoulder household. Everyone's just like always just bummed out. You want to see a new magic
it's
trick?
So cold.
You want to see a new magic trick?
Will you write a song about my latest stunt?
It's called Standing in Place for 4 Days.
Magic makes me so sad.
Oh, dude.
I was just a sad magician. Be happy.
Dude, remember David Blaine? What was the guy? There was a fucking comic or something that used to do the early like viral videos. The guy that did David Blaine parodies.
That guy was great.
The funny thing is I was just watching some of those, and actually Jamar Neighbors is in those bits.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to see if I find one.
Yeah.
Oh, please, dude.
It's so funny.
So
like,
funny.
Like Fiona Apple like has this, like she wants to come off like sort of like a... you know, intellectual, like artist type, like that's what she like presents herself as, but she was still tricked into dating a magician. Like she's showing her ass, like she fell for the fucking flowers out of his fucking hand.
He's like, would you like to go out with me? Wait, don't answer. This note behind your ear says, yes, you do. I guess I do.
Yeah, I mean, a fucking special type of retard to fall for a magician.
I asked Satan yesterday who would be my wife, and then he carved this into my stomach. He just says Fiona.
You know what? I'll tell you, the more we do this stuff, I hated the speech. I'm back to hating it. I hated it when Lewis described it.
Yeah,
I was like, it's fine when I saw it. And now I'm back to hating it again. She was awful.
And she was also a kid. She was like 18 or 19 at that time, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was young.
She was like a genuine fucking kid.
It sounds like
kid.
A young person trying to sound like learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I hate the moment of like, look, I'm not just going to like go with this whole thing. I'm really going to say something here. And what I'm going to say is something really empty that means nothing that everyone will just clap at.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What was the point?
Yeah, total clap fucking for sure.
This no, is clap, though. This was at dumb. A time where like MTV people were still like, this is like peak NSYNC, peak, you know, Backstreet Boys, Britney. Like yeah. people watching and at the MTV Music Awards weren't like for like a deep fucking meaningful message. They were like, no, like, come on. We're here for like, you know, it's pop punk MTV. It's like all silly and goosey.
Yeah. And she's like, whales are being murdered in Japan's waters.
It's like, calm down. We would have given the award to Bjork if we wanted this horse shit.
Yeah. Come over here and hear fucking click clack our way through a bunch of nonsense. Do you ever see do soda show?
Imagine having to go to dinner with Bjork and Fiona Apple. I'd kill myself.
Oh, the little potatoes, and they did the thing with the little bit of the meat on the side.
Did you ever see, dude, Soder's girlfriend found this thing she showed him that he showed me. It was just a video called, like, Bjork takes apart a television or something, and it's just her, it's her dumb voice. That's the whole point of the video, is her going like,
look, the wires look like the little people, and they go in the elevator, it goes boop, beep, boop, like these.
She's just a fucking whimsical
nutbag. What is she? What the fuck is Bjork?
Like nonsense. Bjork takes a part.
Bjork's got a hot hair.
Gosh, I'm on a holiday.
And nah, dude, I'm telling you, they shave her down, dude. That girl's a Wookiee.
All sorts of things.
All sorts of things.
Get to when they open the thing, when she opens it up.
No.
Dude. Just,
look at here.
Model of a city. And all the houses which are here. And streets. This is maybe an elevator to go up there. And here are all the wires. These wires. They really take care of all the electrons when they come through here.
Sounds like my 2-year-old trying to explain it.
She's actually just a retarded person.
She's retarded. Our music blows.
But not even, that is literally how a 2 or 3-year-old would think about this, where they go, these are kind of like people and these are kind of like houses.
The kind of guy that would be into her would cover himself in his own shit and blow his brains out.
Oh, thank you.
You remember that? That was the big thing. Yeah. Guy covered his face in shit and blew his brain out.
I'm so blessed to be able to be an artist. The little wire goes to the thing.
Is she from the Netherlands? Where's she from? Iceland?
Iceland, yeah.
I am from Iceland.
It's Iceland, as we learned in the Mighty Ducks 4.
Beep, toppy, boop, toopy, toopy.
Yeah, she sucks. I never thought she was hot in videos either.
What else is from Iceland? The bad guys from Mighty Ducks 4.
Okay.
The Olympics, as the Mighty Ducks made it to the Olympics, apparently. The worst team, the worst local hockey club.
Well, Lewis, if you didn't watch Mighty Ducks 1, they turn it around.
Yeah. They knuckle-puck their way to the Olympics, apparently.
To the goddamn Olympics. That one team.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not even the best of all around.
Not even the best one in their local yokel town.
But I'm just saying, if you skip from the beginning of 1 to the end of 4, then yeah, it seems ridiculous. But you got to go through all the movies, dude. There was a lot of improvement.
Jump from being nobody on the team can play hockey to being an Olympic winning a gold medalist Olympic winning a hockey team. I mean, that's just
what makes the franchise so compelling.
The mountain from Game of Thrones is from Iceland too. What if he had that voice?
Hello, I am a mountain from Game of Thrones. You can maybe see my work on HBO2. Sometimes they show replays of when I play the mountain. I am a mountain, very nice to meet you.
Isn't that crazy? Dude, he does all the strongman contests, and he's not the strongest man.
No, not even close.
He's not close, but like, he's...
No, he doesn't. He's not in like the top guys anymore, right?
I don't know about.
I just watched a documentary on Strongman. Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, me too. I've seen a bunch of them. But he's the one that, like, he's got that video of him deadlifting, I think, and then his nose just starts pouring blood.
Oh, wow.
Those things are fucking crazy, man.
He had some of that L.A. Coke.
Yeah. The shit that's laced up.
Fuck,
man, yeah. I don't know if we ever pointed out how much Bobby made us look stupid. Whatever conversation you guys started about, what are some bands that didn't like each other after they broke up? And I didn't just notice that Bobby sent a list of 75 bands that hated each other by the end. All right, Bobby.
All right, Bob.
Damn, Bob.
We get it, Bob. You want to do plugs real quick? Let's do plugs real quick because I want to get a coffee too. So while you guys are plugging, I'll get my coffee.
Okay.
Because I have a.
This was the smoothest you ever handled that.
I have a Keurig now. My coffees are always 45 seconds away. It's the
best.
You
like the Keurig? I can't do it.
I used to hate it. I did not like it until I got one.
Me neither. I have one somewhere. I might have actually thrown it out. I just couldn't. I couldn't use it anymore. I was like, this coffee sucks.
You got to get good coffee for it.
Yeah, I think I did.
I got Starbucks stuff for it. It's great.
Yeah, that's what I used to use that. I don't know. Can't do it. But it's good enough for you, I guess.
Good enough.
Yeah, you're trash garbage.
You. Okay. Real quick, couple things coming up. September 16th, I have the return of the Depraved at the Stress Factory. Myself hosting. The lineup is bonkers. Adrian Appalucci, Zach Amico, Mike Cannon, Louis Katz, Yamanika Saunders, Derek Gaines. It's going to be crazy, dude. Such a filthy show. Everyone on the show is awesome. So you guys are going to have a great time. Come to that. It's a Thursday night. Then September 25th, I'm back at Soul Joel's. I'm doing a showcase with a bunch of other comics, including Ryan Joseph and William Montgomery, who are all on Skankfest. They're inviting a bunch of New York comics as well. Grab your tickets for Soul Joel's for September 25th. Then the 30th, September 30th through October 2nd, I'm in Austin at the Creek and Cave with Zach Amico, Colin Turrell, and Natalie Cuomo. On Thursday night, the 30th, we're doing a special presentation of the Real Ass Podcast with Zach, Colin, and special guest Tony Hinchcliffe. And then October 5th, this is really important, one night only, I'm in London, England. Before I do the run of Bisping's one-man shows, I'm doing one night only, two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m., City Comedy Club. Go to lewisofskanks.com. You can get tickets for any of these, but come and check me out in London. My first time I'm ever performing on international soil. That's not true. I performed in Canada and Mexico, but the first time I ever performed on European soil will be October 5th. So grab your tickets. Don't miss out. These shows will sell out for sure. And make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code LOS. We're giving away a pair of All Access Skankfest passes every single week for the month of October to somebody that has the promo code LOS. Somebody using the promo code LOS is a subscriber for Gas Digital. So make sure you guys do that. You get a 7-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month. And your membership gets you access to the on-demand library for all of our shows. Thousands of hours of content that aren't available anywhere else. Plus pre-release, ad-free episodes, access to the Racist live chat, and many other member benefits.
Catch Lewis on the Coming to a Soil Near You tour.
Be right back.
Davey.
Oh, I don't really have anything. But, you know, part of the problem, Libertas is up on YouTube if you want to check that out. That's all.
Fuck yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates this weekend. As we speak, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. Was yesterday through Saturday. There's still tickets. Come check that out. Moon Tower Festival the week after that. Coming to Miami with Ari Shaffir. Portland, Oregon. Whole bunch of dates. Oh, Governors in Long Island coming up in 2 weeks, actually. So, Long Island listeners, please, Skanks, come out. Show and represent. That's going to be a lot of fun. And SDR show here on the Gas Digital Network, Bonfire, on Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. 45 seconds and counting.
There you go.
I'm always 45 seconds away from fresh, good coffee.
Well, I have to grind the beans.
You know, the Eagles play the Jets this year, Davey.
Look at that.
You don't care. Giving up on sports altogether. What happened to you, dude?
I don't know, dude. It's fucking...
Used to be in the rap and sports.
I did. You know, dude, since having the kid, I just... Basically, UFC is the only sport I really watch. I feel like I had to pick one and just be like, okay, if I'm going to get one, I could do that. But between career shit and having a kid, I just can't justify enough time to actually watch sports. Like, you can only kind of have... So I'll watch UFC because I really love to watch that. But that's, I can't do UFC and the NFL and also and the NBA.
MMA is a little less involved as like you can watch a one-off event, and it's almost like, you know, it's like the difference between like an ongoing episodic thing where you have to like keep on being invested into like a series, at the end of that event, that's it. You can emotionally disconnect.
The Knicks play like every other night, every three nights, like in the height of the season.
Yeah, I can
like,
see basketball just being a tough one to stay up on.
Football's a little easier.
Football's like only one a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
13 games?
16.
17 now.
Damn.
Oh, seven. Is it 17?
I thought I was about to drop out some dude knowledge.
First year, one less preseason, one extra regular season.
I'm supposed to bring James to his first football game. I think he's going to bail, though. Let Jenny do it.
Oh, yeah. I heard the Giants-Eagles, I think, right?
I don't give a fuck. I just don't care.
It's a lot of fun to see football live. A lot of fun.
It is. If you really don't give even two shits, sort of, and don't understand the game, it could not be fun, though, for sure.
Well, I understand the game, Jake. The fuck, like I see what you're trying to do there. You know, you're trying to fucking make me look like an asshole to all the fans out there. I understand.
Yeah, it's like if you have nothing, you know, but a vagina between your legs.
I know at this point, I know the game of football well enough that I could follow along very easily. Could I call?
Why are you guys coming off the field? What about fifth down?
Could I call like, you know, third and first, or first and down, or second and fifth, or no?
Okay, then you know what, Lewis?
You
know what? I was absolutely right. You won't enjoy the game because you don't fucking understand the game. You said, do I understand the game? Yes. Do I know all the first and down and two and three down? Then, I mean, that's... You sold your ass there.
I'm not professional. Dude, I'm not going to be able to tell you what's fifth and up.
No, I know... I think I know enough about the game to be able to enjoy it. I think I know enough about every major sport to sit down and have a hot dog and some beers with some friends and have a good time and watch it and root for a team and know that that team is progressing versus that team. Football is probably the most intricate out of all of the, major sports. I think to just sort of understand, like, cause sometimes like a play is like, you know, it fucking, you know, just 3 seconds and then boom, it's fucking, they move very little. And if you don't really, you know, it seems like nothing even happened.
Yeah. Football could be boring if you have no, give a shit about the like technician ship of it. You know what I mean? Like where someone trying to like work their way down the field. Like if you're looking for like everything that just bombs and shit every time. Yeah. It can be a slow moving game for sure.
It's the game that I respect, I think, coaching in the most. Like of like
it's
you
real,
have these giant
battle plans. It's battle plans.
Yeah, that's like it's pretty wild. Like if you sort of see like them planning out plays and like
In terms of coaching, it's unlike anything else. I mean, in football, you actually have to have like they have a whole coach running the offense and a whole coach running the defense. That and then the head coach is almost just kind of like working it all together.
Well, no,
like,
and there's so also, much. Don't shit forget, going there's on. Also there's a coach of the offense defense. Then there's also each position has their own like head coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Each single position has one coach for them too.
Yeah. It's the closest sport to, I feel like it like emulates war. Yeah. It's like you look, it looks like almost like chess players on like a chessboard, right? You know what I'm saying? Like sort of like coming at each other and going to war and you put them in positions and to coach that, to coach this many bodies and to like that, like I feel like basketball, yes, there's a lot of coaching involved and there are plays and things like that, but I feel like that's more about flow and like feeling and the athletes are sort of
football and basketball are both like war. We send off our poor blacks.
But they're well. But
basketball
well
is my most. I'm
well,
most
well
impressed watching basketball out of all the sports I've seen live. I'm most impressed with the athleticism of basketball players.
Also, basketball, I still have such a childish like. When I go to it, like those guys, it's so funny because they're like kids to me now. And at the same time, you look at them like, man, these guys are just like larger than life. Like they're just, it's crazy.
It's also much more of a sport.
It's such a skill. Like they've perfected such a skill. The shittiest guy on the team can just do things. You'd be like, wow, man, look at that. Like
one
3-pointers in a row.
One person in a basketball game also makes such a bigger difference. Like if you get like one great player on your team, you're like, that guy can like carry a team for a while. There's literally no one in football who can do that. Like you could put the best running back in the league on a team. If they have a terrible line, he's just going to have a terrible year. Like he can't fucking do it.
Tom Brady used to take, that was always the most admirable thing about that cocksucker was he took less and less money every contract he signed to make sure that they would keep a team of like great players around him.
Smart. He's got that Giselle.
Everybody
money
else fights
in.
To everybody fights to be the like highest paid this or highest paid that, and he was just like, "That's fine. I don't have to be the highest."
Yeah, paid. That is very smart. Yeah, and then over the long term, he probably had made more money in his career than most other guys make.
Oh, and then endorsements are probably a thousand.
Yeah, he's winning. You're winning. It's fucking
he
crazy.
Was like, exactly. He was like, "Isn't it better to be a 6-time champion than?"
You know, have you guys seen the new? You guys don't have like your daughter's too young, Dave, and your daughter's too old, Jay. But have you guys seen the new Space Jam?
I've heard nothing but terrible things.
Yeah, it's kind of. It's obviously kind of terrible. Like the original Space Jam is kind of terrible when you look back.
No. That was a great story.
The reason
true story.
Great and true.
The reason I heard it was bad is
I got Jordan back into basketball.
I heard it was like a big commercial for like Warner Brothers properties. It was it. It was just like everything was forced in.
That wasn't my issue because they did the same thing in that.
Lewis just goes, I didn't even notice that, although I am purchasing a Warner Brothers property.
That's strange. Let me go get in my DeLorean that I just purchased.
Game of Thrones again.
This is very strange. I just bought a DeLorean on eBay. They did the same thing in that virtual reality movie, Ready Player One.
Yeah.
It was like, it was more pop culture-y. Like they were sort of, it wasn't even like they were forcing like one of those properties in. I think they were forcing member berries. They were forcing the nostalgia factor, right?
No, it was based off a book, I think, or something. And it's a
Ready Player One.
Yeah. And then I think whichever like the studio that picked it up, put out, right? It was like Freddy Krueger and then Back to the Future.
Yeah, it was a bunch of stuff, but it was cool. I liked that aspect of it. It like I'm a sucker, so
keeps you watching. Like, Where's Waldo?
Nostalgia. Yeah, exactly. It was cool. Like I liked that when they show all like the all these people, even at the basketball game, they have like all of, even ones that like wouldn't be there. Like they have the clown from It. Like in the background, it's kids wouldn't like, kids sort of don't know him, or even like Gremlins or like other like.
You do. So, I've learned already. You start to appreciate, especially when you got real little kids, when they throw something for the adults.
Yeah.
Nice because you're like, look, you got to watch this thing with them anyway. And it's some of them are pretty brutal. So I could say some of the best ones. Something.
From like, Isabella's time, I remember like Shark's Tale, I thought was fine. Not enough like funny jokes. In it. Anything SpongeBob.
The kids' movies now. Rule. And Dave, you're about to get into it now with your kid, which is great because now she's at an age where she's going to start watching and paying attention to movies. Before 2-3
almost. Yeah, she's not quite there yet.
No, not yet. 4 is probably around the age where they start. You can sit down and really watch a kid's movie. We brought James to, I can tell you the age that he was. The Good Dinosaur was his first movie in the movie theater. And, whenever that came out. And that was, it's like a special little moment where they could sit down through a whole movie and, I'm not like the other Puerto Ricans who bring their babies into the theater.
Oh, dude, that's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Clockwork Orange Gang was in Space Jam. Yep.
Really?
Yep. Clockwork Orange guy's in the back. Yep.
See me? Well,
that's so Jesus random. Christ. That's a little weird.
Well, it's not random. It's just...
Yeah. It's not because what would a kid? It's like there's so many.
I don't know. That's a little weird. But whatever.
Yeah, they got the cod pieces and shit, though, still. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't get, to me, it's not so much like protecting the kids with that thing. I'm like, it's just a weird reference to
it's
put
an
in.
Odd reference.
I think I look at it as just a little Easter egg, like you wouldn't know unless you knew. So I don't have a, it's like Freddy Krueger murders people and was a child molester. So like,
he
can't
paid
really
for that. Sure. What does this guy got to do, dude? They burned him alive. I mean, he paid his debt.
Dude, that's how good Child Butt is.
It must be, dude. A guy last night, I said I watched a live, a totally live pedophile hunt last night.
This is your new obsession, dude. This is your new strange obsession. You love watching pedophile hunters.
Yeah.
You've gotten way into it.
Yeah. I want to do it. I want a pedophile.
You want to be a pedophile?
I want a pedophile hunt.
You want to hunt pedophile hunters by pretending to be a pedophile?
Yeah. I mean, the best way to be a hunter is to really understand your prey.
Yeah. Live the life. Trying to get into their mindset. Get over here, little girl. That's I want to learn about what's the sweet nectar these guys
by the
are
way,
so after.
That is from Dateline. That was, I think, like probably the most common excuse was that they were like, well, no, I was coming here to protect this girl. I was trying to show her
this is how easily a pedophile
could grab you. And look, this is why I had to pretend to be one to come here and give you a real good talking to. So we're on the same side, Hanson.
One time when I was like 18, I was at this like gas station, and I, because that sounds ridiculous, but this really happened. I there was a pack of cigarettes. It was like a shitty, like shittier than Winston, what, like a really shitty brand. And I reached my hand.
Pall Malls.
Yeah, it was some Pall Mall shit. The guy turned around and I reached my hand up there just to take them, and I took them, and I went to go pocket them. And then, like, in the moment, I was like, I don't want these cigarettes at all. So then I put them on the counter. I was like, hey, buddy. I was like, I could have just stole these. I'm just letting you know. And he's like, what? Get out of my store. And he freaked out on me. And I was like, oh, all right. But I'm just saying, maybe there is a guy out there that wanted to teach her a lesson. Maybe there's just one dude who had that moment that I had, my little Pall Mall moment, and he wanted to go fucking teach her a lesson.
I mean, they talk pretty wild in that chat, Lewis.
Well, you got to really get in there. Jay, you want to become a pedophile hunter? Is this a real thing you're telling us?
Jay, everything's going pretty good in your real career.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you want to break off and start this whole new weird career?
I just have funny ideas for it. And
so you're just looking at this as that there's material to mine.
No. And also you will expose pedophiles.
Oh, so you are partly in it for the justice.
There is a bizarre amount of guys willing to fuck a child in any city.
Jay, what is percentage justice versus percentage content? Funny content.
Funny versus justice. Is it 50-50? 60-40? Even 50-50. Okay.
Yeah. That's fucking a real genuine commitment to justice and funny.
Yeah. To both.
It's like I can't be swayed from either.
Well, the funny is, I think having Beezer and Kyle do it, make it a very Philly thing. We get them in Wawa parking lots only. The things you make them do, I think coming up with those would be great. Writing the...
Eat an entire turkey gobbler in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you got to crush 5 Wawa hoagies. Roof your cell phone, I said. Throw your shoes up on the wires.
And you're still going to expose them anyway.
Yeah, well, they get exposed. Yeah, they're being exposed.
Can I ask you a question? Can I just play devil's advocate here?
Sure.
And also, can I produce this?
You can be involved, buddy, at ground
can
level.
I be a, sure. Can I be a producer? Because I have ideas.
Lewis's role is always going, can I be the boss? Can I tell everyone what to do?
I want to be just behind the camera. Do not want to be on camera. I want to be a producer on this. I want to be an EP. But I have ideas. It's not just
so you got to put money up if you want to be an EP.
Well, the idea I'm married to. The idea I'm married to is Beezer and Kyla being the person who confronts them.
Oh, you're not confronting them.
Me? No, well, I'll be there.
Oh, you're a pussy.
Sure.
No, you're I'll a be pussy. There. You're not even the fucking, you're not even a pedophile. You're not even going to confront
You're not even going to go in a war with your soldiers?
No, I will. But I want those two, because of their accents and the way they talk and how funny they are, to be the people who read the chat logs and stuff.
I feel like you have to be.
You got to be the point, man. You have to turn to them and go read that chat for them and let them like.
Yeah, they're like your teammates, but you are the pedophile hunter, and you have to dress like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Ooh,
it will help. It will help.
That is going to be dope. You're dressed like a bounty hunter. Okay.
It would not help.
You also got to live the life. You got to drop a lot of hard N bombs. You got to really get into character.
He's already there.
No,
he already did that.
You're not far.
But it's different. I'm like Eminem, so you guys don't understand. It's different.
Ah, excellent answer, Jeff.
He's full of chocolate.
He's already there.
I'm full of peanuts and chocolate.
He's full of peanuts and chocolate.
Caramel, pretzel now.
Pretzel ones are surprisingly good.
No, here's the big difference between this show and all the other shows, Jay. They can redeem themselves.
And if they do,
if they redeem
you give
themselves,
them a kid.
Dude, we will black out their. They can make it so we will black out their faces and change their voices.
Oh, like
how
maybe
do you
every game show, every
Lewis,
time they
the
get an answer wrong, like dude, every know. Time they get an answer wrong, a little bit more of the black goes away.
It's a game show. Just like, we're up like to your
that.
Nose.
Now, Dave, I gotta be honest. I like that. I like the slow reveal of your face.
This is a unique game show. Unlike any other game show that we've ever seen.
Do you want to go to jail or do you want to play? Hide your face.
They can either walk away with a cash prize. We'll get some sponsorship. We'll get some Kratom for them.
I really think it should be a cash prize and a kid. Just make it really hard for them to win. But you could walk out of here with like 5 G's and
well, that's like who wants to be a millionaire. Like you get like if they get to the very top of the tier, we let them loose in a preschool.
Now, who of our listeners is willing to kidnap a baby every week for this show?
Jay.
Yeah.
You got to kidnap one baby until the first guy wins that baby.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Jay, I think we're going to say that not a lot of people are going to win.
This isn't something you're going to need inventory on.
You need one, maybe two babies, just in case. Just in case.
Someone gets greedy.
Yeah.
The three of us will be raising and loving this baby until the time that a pedophile might win it.
Absolutely.
So hold on, what's the plan? How are you planning on catching the pedophiles though? Like, what is the—
it seems like you have to go
fake— pretend to be a child online.
Yeah, you make fake things on an app.
What app is there now?
I'm thinking Becky Rodriguez is our decoy.
That's not bad.
We can make her look 12.
You just have a picture of a child.
Yeah, that's weird though.
Why do you need Becky to be a decoy? See, the reason they used a decoy in the old ones was because they needed a law enforcement person. Like, it had to be done in a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. So they needed somebody to—
yeah, make sure you're not breaking any laws. Double check on this whole "we give a kid to a pedophile" thing.
Yeah. I think that—
do a little research on that, Bobby.
They had to have a real person and a real decoy. I think because of like how the law was set up or whatever, so they had to like catch them doing something. I don't even know, but
no, you're right. You just need a picture of a kid. I'm just thinking, whose kid picture are we going to send?
Who has a young, cute daughter of the three of us?
Yeah, and by the way, if it's— I don't know. For me, Isabella looks too old for a pedophile. And
no,
for—
yeah, Dave's— she's
not. For Dave's daughter, they'd be blown away if she was texting back.
I know.
Hey, 4-year-old, how are you able to be— 4-year-old.
Dave's daughter's 2.
3, yeah. Well, she's almost 3.
Almost.
When's her birthday?
No, I'm not going to say on air, but just— she's almost 3.
Just in case there are any Zodiac killers that are listening.
Are there any Zodiac killers out there?
Honor system. Are there
killers?
If you're a Zodiac, promise you'll tell.
Remember that was like a thing in the 90s. Like, don't tell a stranger your birthday. They could be the Zodiac killer. And that was the thing. They'd kill you on your birthday.
Did the Zodiac killer kill you on your birthday?
I don't know. That's what I took from it.
I never thought that was the thing at all.
I thought it was, if you told a stranger your birthday, the Zodiac killer can come and kill you on your birthday.
Isn't that Bloody Mary?
No, that's if you say Bloody Mary 3 times in the mirror.
No, they kill you on your birthday.
There's a new—
I'm confusing all of these.
There's a new Candyman, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a new Candyman coming out.
But this one's black. Yeah, supposedly it's great. But I don't know if it's because it's messagey or because it's actually great.
Is it woke?
I didn't see it. I'm certain.
Yeah.
I mean, but always the situation was, I think Candyman was a slave. I think that was always the thing, right?
Harrington, not now. Sorry, Harrington's calling me.
Who?
Harrington.
Oh, Lord.
What an asshole.
It's like he doesn't even know when we do these on the fly. What a dick.
All right, so next step, we got to figure out how to make a fake profile on like an Instagram or a TikTok for you, right?
Yeah.
You think that's— it's going to be weird for you, Jay, to actually do something like that? You got to actually like talk to some pedophile dude. It's going to be odd.
Yeah, dude, the one last night, they made the guy cut his hair all off. It was fucking bizarre. Yeah, it's going to be awkward and weird for sure.
Well, here's the way I think I—
that's why I'm happy to have Beezer and people that are there to like kind of buffer. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome new sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks, and that, of course, is RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. I know a bunch of mechanics and little hobbyists and people who work at shops listen to this show. This is what it's for, to keep you guys entertained. And now we're helping you out with RockAuto.com, everybody. You don't have to go to the counters anymore and talk to the guys at the store. You order the parts that you need, and they come right to you at the best possible prices.
Yeah, that's like an age-old thing. Like, the guy behind the counter at the auto body shop is trying to rip you off. He's upselling things. They make commissions. They're trying to make as much money as possible. Don't be that sucker.
Don't be a fucking idiot. Go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have a lot of fun. And once more, rockauto.com. No promo code needed because their pricing is already so good, they don't need our help. But make sure when you order, you tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Legion of Skanks. That helps us out, and you can help yourself over at rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it.
There was, sorry, I apologize. Fuck, what was I just going to say? God damn it. Oh, yeah, I was going to say how they do it. So it's not even like what you would do is you create like a fucking profile to fish, Jay.
Right.
And it would just be like a young girl, like a 14 or 13 year old girl. Like, I don't even think it's going to be wearing provocative clothing. It's just like,
it might make me time to get into the character, but I'll get there. Go ahead.
But then what happens is guys will just reach out to her.
Yes. Oh, you can't entrap at all. No, I know that.
Well, it doesn't even matter. You can't entrap. It's this about a bit.
Can entrap.
No, I know, but I'm saying like the guy will reach out to you just by having the profile out there. I watched what was that thing we watched recently? Where it's like they made it was like, yeah, the mom made the profile and she said, and she just showed you within minutes. It was like just dudes fucking in her inbox like crazy.
Yeah.
And creepily.
Yeah, no, for sure. If you put up like a young pretty girl.
This is why, like,
that's what I'm fucking so blown away. That's what you're saying, Dave, almost to what you were just asking there. Like, it is mind-boggling when you just see these people show up, and it's just like, you, dude, just the guy who works at a store guy, like, you're here to fuck a 12-year-old and shit.
That's one of the things that's so weird about it is that it's not like, it's almost like you're more comfortable, like, even if there's, like, a killer or something like that, and they, like, have, like, they're, like, shaved head with tattoos all over their scalp or something, you're almost more comfortable with that than it just being, like, some dude in a suit and tie. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh,
if it makes sense,
never would have suspected.
A lot of them do look like the part, for sure, and then some of them that don't necessarily look the part look like something. Does it make sense? But I don't know if pedophile is what you jump to on something like that. Such a harsh accusation for like, and this isn't like an accusation. Like you're reading off the shit they're saying. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really been surprised when I've seen.
Surprised at how easy they literally say on these things. Sometimes they'll be like, "If this guy doesn't show, we'll just jump on Grindr and do another tonight." Like it's that especially on Grindr, I guess, because the gay one, there'll be always a guy that's willing to fuck a.
Guys are so horny.
Just fuck a 13-year-old and show up. Yeah, that's the other thing. That Indian guy catches mostly gay dudes, which is kind of like it always looks.
It feels again, more just.
What the catch? They're called catches.
You really immersed yourself in the world.
Yeah, Jesus.
I've been on the road a ton, so just like sit in your room at night, like. I put that on while I play like Candy Crush in my phone and just listen to him in the background, like Howard Stern.
I feel like Jay's trying to figure out how to not get caught by pedophile hunters.
You have to master their techniques.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you exactly how I'd be able to handle walking away from pedophile
hunters. How would you do it?
Catch me in the street. Walk on.
Yeah.
Never stop walking. Hit eyes forward and just go away.
I would know immediately. We talked about this before, so let's move on from here because we don't want to rehash the same exact conversation. But
well, in fairness, I had to respond to something you said that I'm trying to learn how to not get caught being a pedophile.
You should have just been like, right, Lewis.
And he goes,
I'm starting to think,
let's move on. Let's just move on.
I'm starting to think Jay's a pedophile, but that's enough for this topic. all right, you guys want to wrap the show here? You guys good? On that note, thanks for listening. Jay's a pedophile.
We got it.
Take it easy.
We've just talked about how to avoid being caught before.
It's the easiest conversation ever.
It's not avoiding being caught. You avoid being like shown on that YouTube thing a bunch.
No, you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You're crazy, dude. That's not me. And then you walk away. You have to say that on camera because I think you need to create that doubt.
What the fuck are you talking about? That is not true. Goodbye.
Yes. Yeah. No, I completely agree. That is what you would do. And then what's going to be great when I get caught on one of these stings, it's going to show, I'm going to say that, and then it's going to go back to the show and be like, but he said right here that he would just say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. No, I know I said that, but I actually don't know what you're talking about. No, it's just real this time. I find it's two guys particularly that I do, also because one tries to go like hard in their face, like, ooh, I wish these cameras weren't on, actually, because I want to fucking knock you out. And he's like a total, comes off like an Armenian son of a furniture dealer. Like, he's such a douchebag. You've seen his before. I've showed them on the show before.
We've literally had this exact conversation about these exact guys and watch all of their videos.
Yeah.
It's a recurring theme, Jay. You bring it up, I think, weekly for the past month.
Obsessed.
Can I say something? I'm not going to sit here and take that shit. When the show first started, you said, save it for the show, bring it up on the show. I definitely want to talk about this on the show.
No, I want to talk about you becoming a pedophile hunter, not the difference between the two guys who do it.
Yeah, it's based off of these guys. Is why
I know, but we've talked about them and showed them multiple times.
We'll change the subject, motherfucker.
All right, please. Go to Jamaica in the morning.
Ooh. What made you decide to do that?
We've talked about this 7 times.
Literally, you changed the subject to something that we've talked about 95 times on the show.
This is every show now? I'm going to England. What do I do? Going to Jamaica. What do I do?
Pedophile Hunter. Sorry. We have our Pedophile Hunter segment. Lewis is going to Jamaica.
What do I do?
Dave's not comfortable discussing his real family.
Well, you say it like I have a fake one.
That's true. You should just make it. Remember when we had James number 2 for the sake of the joke?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you this. This is actually pretty funny. This was a fucking real little sweaty moment that I had with James. Because my sister was like, I think James could be gay. My sister says this to me. And I was like, why do you say that? She's like, I just get the sense that, like, you know, he probably just isn't comfortable saying it. Like, he's very, like, sensitive. And I was like, Jenny, we don't raise him in, like, a hateful environment where it's like, not no fucking kid of mine's going to be a fat, like... He's raised in such like an environment where like his mom is like,
I've told him no. I've been like, no son of your father's is going to be a faggot.
But we've raised my son to be like really, really open. You know what I'm saying?
And so,
like,
oh, so you think that's why he's gay?
We've turned him into a homo.
You raised him so gay that now he turned out to be gay?
We encouraged him into bisexuality and hoped for gay.
But so then I was like, let me fucking test this theory. Because I was like, he had a crush on a girl.
Let me test this theory.
James, you like my ass? James, ass, do you love it?
James, kiss me. Are you hard? Are you hard? Or did you like that?
Touch my body. Jesus. Do you like what you feel?
No.
Can I already say, before you even finish this, Jenny's completely full of shit. This is all nonsense and not made up. And it's just your sister likes to stir up shit like this. There's nothing to this. He's kind of soft.
I think he's like been raised like
in such a sweet environment.
Yeah, he's a very sweet kid. I don't know if it by the way, I mean, I don't know.
Well, no, all right. It also came from we were walking by, we were going to see a new place for her because she's moving like a block from me.
And the two guys with their shirts off walked by and James went, I'll sign here.
Nom 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 nom.
Yes, please. Yeah, I think we're gonna like this place.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
He lowered his sunglasses and went, oh yeah. Bow beautiful.
No, there was a guy on it was like there'll be a real estate sign, like a house for sale, but it had like the real estate agent's face.
Yeah,
it was kind of a greasy looking Puerto Rican guy, his face. And I was like, oh, look at that guy's face. You're walking by and James goes, yeah, he was like, he's not my type. That's what James said. And I was like, your type, what does that mean? And we kind of like laughed it off. We didn't say anything. And then Jenny said afterwards, she's like, yeah, you know what? I think he could be gay. And then I was getting like a little defensive, but I was like, he's not fucking gay. You know, shit, you fucking stupid bitch. But then I was like, well, I'm going to like figure out if he's gay or not. So he's obsessed with this show, Victorious. Mm-hmm. His Nickelodeon show with Victoria Justice, Ariana Grande and Liz Gillies. Those are the three chicks on the show. So I was like, James,
Ariana Grande's still on this show?
No, this is back in the day. I was like, James, if you had to go on a date with one person on the show, and I worded it purposely like this, I was like, if you had to go on a date with one person on the show, who would it be? And he goes, one person?
Don't say a guy.
And he goes, Andre. And I was like, damn it.
For real?
Yeah. I was like, what? I didn't actually scream, but I was like, okay. It's okay. That's cool. Hey, Andre. Andre.
Oh, man. He's not doing good so far.
Also, pull up Andre for a second. Please pull up Andre.
Uh-oh.
From Victorious.
Uh-oh. Did the apple not fall far from his mom's tree?
Not at all. So I was like, oh, okay. Uh-oh. So then I go, wait, what happened? There it is. There he is. Andre.
Well, I hope James is the top.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. So then I was like,
it seems like it's a gay guy.
No, he's not. He's a cool black guy on this show, okay?
That last picture did look pretty gay.
Yeah.
Wait, he's got beautiful creamy skin. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. And it looks almost like eyeshadow and makeup, but whatever.
So then I was like, I asked him flat out. I was like, I can't be wondering about this. And that's okay. And I was like, James, are you gay? No, I didn't say that.
What?
You just asked.
Yeah, I was like, no, dude.
No, that's not how it happened. No, that's not how it happened. No, this would happen. So then, and I was like,
do you tickle pickles?
No, I said, I was like, oh, you would? He was like, yeah. And I was like, if you had a crush on somebody, it'd be a boy, not a girl. And he goes, no, if I had a crush on somebody, it'd be a girl. I used to have a crush on a girl. And I was like, well, you know what a date is, right? I was like, a date is like romantic. He was like, oh no, like I meant like a play date. And I was like, oh, okay, that's much better. And then I said, we like a minute later we're talking about it, and I was like, if I had to go on a date, I'd go on a date with Andre. And then James said, he was like, Dad, you're not gay. So he knew gay, like he like straight. And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, you've had so many girlfriends. And then
that'd
I was
be
like,
funny,
oh,
Jay, if you were like, I go on a date with Andre, he goes, shut the fuck up, Dad. Andre's mine.
He's mine. But then I was like, so you don't think you're gay or bisexual? You don't like boys and girls? And he was like, no. So that was that. But I do feel like he would have just been honest. I don't create a weird like tension where I'm like, you're not gay, are you? Like, I'm very like, I'm super sensitive to the fact that if he was gay, I wouldn't want him to feel bad about that. I would so. But yeah, that was the whole fucking story. But it was like a hot moment where I was like, dude, my son's actually gay. There was a 10-second period.
That'll make your heart thump a bit because you're like, oh, wow. It's just like it's, you know.
No, when I it really did make me fucking love him less.
I was prepared to walk away.
I was prepared to drown him. No, obviously, it would not be ideal. That's just the reality. What do you want me to say? And I would hate, like, I'm pretty sure he's not. And I would never, if he was gay, I would never want him to come back and hear this and fucking feel bad about himself. But no. In that moment where I thought he was, that 10-second period where he said he would go on a date with Andre, it genuinely bothered me. If I'm being completely fucking honest. Now, it doesn't mean I love
Uncle Justin. Uncle Justin could take him out to find a pretty dress for the date.
But obviously I love him. And I think I would.
Well, you'd come. I'm sure you'd grapple with it and then come to terms with it and be fine. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
of course. Yeah,
is anything like that that's just not what you were expecting, or is just like a different?
It was just
thing
really about you guys making fun of my kid being gay on the podcast. God damn it! I have to deal with this now.
Oh, it would be a thing weekly, but
great. Oh, for sure.
But No, that's good. At least he knows, I think, even in these conversations, like the looseness of it, that he wouldn't be afraid if that's what he figured out.
No, he wouldn't. Yeah. No. And like his mom, since he's like 2 or 3 years old, she's got like 2 different sets of gay friends that have been like in his life and like hanging out. So he's very around and aware of gay people.
Yeah, it's also, I don't know. I know James a lot, and I know like exactly kind of how you and Beatrice raised him. And like he would never like question for a second whether you guys would, you know, like not love him or something like that. Just wouldn't be a thought.
Jenny kind of pissed me off. She didn't piss me off because she called him gay. It almost like she pissed me off because she was saying like he would be afraid to tell us. And I was going like, no, that's not the environment that he's fucking been raised in. We're not like my mom was fucking brutal. I remember my mom, like, I don't think my mom thought I was gay. Right. But my mom had her angle when I was like 14 to 16 was that me and James Meekham were fucking each other. And that's what she would fucking try to like go at me with. She was like, yeah, you're just a faggot who's fucking your boy. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not. And we get to like these things. I was like, why am I arguing if I'm gay to my fucking mom? This is fucking crazy.
That is but it does make you like realize. Imagine
get in here, Jenny. Lewis is a faggot. Lewis, look, we're mother daughter bonding.
But you see, imagine being a fucking gay kid with a parent like that, how fucking brutal that would be.
Yeah.
Like a parent really just like fucking like coming down on you.
Very sad.
Well, she wouldn't have even cared if I was gay. My mom was very open-minded and liberal. She was a fucking hooker. But it was almost like she was trying to hurt me with whatever the thing that could like bother me. She was looking for the angle to like get at me. Yeah, my mom was fucked up.
She's not a good person.
No.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. I like shit. She'd be better now.
No, she'd be fucking badass now, dude.
She goes, she's only gotten harsher. Turns out she's had time to reflect on it. Stands by everything.
I would have paid the fucker just to make you mad one day. Yeah. Got a little slice of the pie. The Gomez pie.
I wonder how much she charged. I wonder how much she charged. There's no way she charged that much. Knowing what I know about hooker rates now, my mother...
How pretty was she in time of hooking?
I'm pretty sure my mom was hooking in the end, too.
In the very end. So
I think my mom went back to
hooking. I'm sure her rate didn't go up.
Yeah. Well, yes. The market dictates, Dave, if anybody knows that.
Well, you know...
I should control for inflation. $1,992 dollars a lot stronger than a $2,021 dollar.
Dave, I believe we know the market dictates here.
I mean, when my mom was like 19 or 20, I think my mom was kind of hot. I think my mom would have been a solid hooker. She was just a junkie.
Right. From so that age, like, too? She was a junkie all through and then stopped when she got pregnant?
She was a junkie up until, she had us.
Stopped.
Yeah.
Well, she stopped injecting. She snorted.
Yeah, just a little nip here and there.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Can't just go cold turkey.
You'll get sick. You wrap this one up here, fellas.
Yeah. Let's do it.
On that lighthearted note.
On that lighthearted note, everyone. Hey, everyone, thank God for your moms being alive. Am I right?
Oh,
okay. Yes.
Let me say one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, me and Jason Ellis are not fighting this year.
What?
What happened? Unfortunately, we want to do it. We want to do it on pay-per-view. We want to do it in front of a crowd. We want to have enough time to prepare for a real professional sanctioned MMA fight. There's like a lot of factors and we weren't able to get it done on time in Vegas the way we wanted to do it. But we are now doing two different Ellis Mania events at Skankfest. Me and Ellis are going to compete against each other at Skankfest. We're doing something and it's going to be violent and it's going to be a competitive thing. We don't exactly know what. We did the blindfolded boxing thing at that other thing. We could do something like that. We don't know yet. Okay. But we're doing Team Ellis versus Team Rattlesnake at Skankfest. And Harrington's fighting, Kim Congdon's fighting. We want more people to represent Team Rattlesnake. So if you are a
fan, is he going to box someone or is he going to MMA fight?
What's up?
Box. Jay, you want to box?
What's up?
No. Jay, you want to box?
No. I don't want to get embarrassed by some idiot.
Yeah.
And then I'll get fucking huffy and then I'll like try to fight too real.
Fight, you can't fight him more? You're going to beat up more by him?
No, but if
dude, I don't want that dude to beat me up and piss me off.
No, I think if I'm losing in boxing gloves, I'm going to get like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just going to be like,
you're take him off like Rocky and Rocky 3.
Take these off. Hey, big guy. What's going on there? I thought it was supposed to be an exhibition.
Yeah, dude. So if you want to join Team Rattlesnake, this is an opportunity for you to get free Skankfest tickets. Test yourself, compete. It's a lot of fun. We're not looking for professional fighters. If you have a ton of experience, you're not going
to
get in. That's
it. If you're willing to fight with lingerie on, guy or girl.
No, it's going to be silly things like that. Dog collar fights. We're going to do a sock wrestling match. We're going to do a lot of different things, okay? But if you guys are interested in competing at Skankfest, and you can get free Skankfest passes for this, there'll be some cash prizes. It'll be a lot of fun. Against Team Ellis, shoot us an email, legionofskanks@gmail.com. You need to send us a one-minute video or maybe a 1 to 2 minute video showing you hitting the heavy bag, maybe shadow boxing, showing your physique. And letting us know your height, your weight, and your age. Maybe a couple sentences about yourself and why it would be good. We'll start playing the videos on the show, and we'll choose the top two or three competitors that can represent Team Rattlesnake at Skankfest.
Hell yeah! And then for the rest of you pussies who don't want to fight, we'll catch you Monday live back at the stand on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.